the City Match and Association of Maternal and Child Health Programs Healthy Weight National Action Learning Collaborative with state and local teams. And also I'll talk about some of the lessons learned as well. Like the other presenters, I have no financial disclosures. Today I'm going to discuss the purpose and the goals of the Women's Health Partnership, of which the Action Learning Collaborative evolved from, as well as provide you some background on why we selected Healthy Weight, and an overview of the Action Learning Collaborative, and finally the results of the ALC, including challenges and successes. City Match and AmChip partnered in 2005 to create the Women's Health Partnership to improve the health of women before and between pregnancies. This partnership is a key component of the preconception health activities that are implemented by both organizations. The initial goal of the Women's Health Partnership was ideally to develop state and local partnerships to promote healthy weight among women of reproductive age. A national scientific advisory group composed of federal, state, and local MCH experts were members of this group and were convened to provide guidance to both sets of staff from City Match and AmChip on selecting topics that would be addressed for the partnership, and weight was identified as this first topic. So why healthy weight? Science and research, as we all know, have demonstrated the impact that weight has on pregnancy and birth outcomes. And here, just a few. Obesity, as we well know, is a significant problem among women of reproductive age. And according to the National Haynes Study, 61.3% of U.S. women aged 20 years or older are considered overweight or obese. Obesity and pregnancy is linked to maternal and infant morbidity and mortality. Obesity and overweight are linked to adverse pregnancy and birth outcomes. Obesity increases the risk a woman will enter pregnancy with a chronic disease. And one of the most important rationales as well as this is that it was identified as an emerging issue by both sets of members from City Match and AmChip. I'm sure we've seen some of these adverse outcomes that are associated with maternal obesity. I just wanted to list them to follow up on more why we chose weight, infertility, pregnancy and labor delivery complications, gestational diabetes, birth weight, prematurity, and child obesity, which we know research even more in the last year or so are showing more that maternal obesity is strongly linked to childhood obesity. So what is an Action Learning Collaborative? What is an ALC? Well, the Action Learning Collaborative involves three levels of collaboration, the first level being working with a team and a specific team and a community. The second level, working across teams, where there's the opportunity to have peer-to-peer exchange, provide technical assistance, and have cross-team communication. And lastly, with the third level, taking what was learned in the second to returning to their respective communities and implementing the collaborative activities to advance maternal and child health at the national level. After a selection process via a request for application, 8 teams were selected for this ALC, including Los Angeles County, Sonoma County, Maricopa County in Arizona, Salt Lake Valley, Utah, Douglas County, Nebraska, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Boston, Massachusetts, and Duval, Leon, and Orange Counties of Florida. One of the most important aspects of an ALC is that it brings together a diverse representation of disciplines and a mix of state and local professionals into a forum for collaboration. Non-traditional partnerships are developed between team members who may have not otherwise worked together previously. And this is just a list of some of the members that were actually part of the collaboration. For every team, because City Match and AmChip worked together, there had to be an MCH director or a state director or representative, as well as leadership from the local health department, a data or epidemiologist specialist, professionals from an existing community-based health initiative, and then, as I said, non-traditional partners like WIC providers and dietitians, otherwise individuals that these team members in their regular profession would not have otherwise worked with. We really stress to teams the importance of having a diverse group of members from varying professionals to move this work forward, especially for this ALC, because as we know, there's so many different layers to weight and obesity that so many different professions play an integral role in this field, and partnerships were very, very key. The ALC kicked off in 2006, and I'll just go through a little bit just to give you a background on how we just really went through these last 2 years an orientation call just to let teams know what they would be doing, and then an overview of the life course framework, which is sort of our foundation from Don Misra and Michael Liu. There were also 3 on-site meetings, which span from team building activities to talking to teams about their action plans to finally looking at lessons learned and how teams could develop messages around healthy weight for a variety of different audiences. And then technical assistance calls were held throughout the year to really provide teams and staff with the opportunity to address a variety of topics ranging from around collaboration and implementing activities, and they really focused a lot on action planning exercises to help teams identify their strategies. Some of the strategies that evolved were the ones that you see here on the screen, and over the course of 2 years, these strategies emerged to that the teams felt and really identified that would help assist them with their activities like collecting and analyzing data, building sustainable partnerships, informing and educating women of reproductive age, and fostering communication, which was very important, the whole basis of the collaborative at the state and local level. So some of the strategies: inform and educate community members, train and educate providers, and develop tools and resources to promote healthy weight in women. As with all projects that we know, come some challenges in with collaborations. These are all of that you'll see are what are actually identified by the teams. Establishing true collaboration is time-consuming. Teams required strong leadership to maintain communication and commitment to the work. In state and local collaborations, they said that roles must be clear and regularly revisited, and staff turnover at national agencies led to a lack of clarity about what the expectations were for the ALC and the timeline. Of course, when there are challenges, they're your fruits of labor and your successes, which were many expressed by the teams. The ALC provided them access to national resources and expertise. It strengthened and sustained current community partnerships. And most importantly, the last bullet, fostered communication and collaboration at the state and local levels. This is the primary goal of the ALC, and helped to move these conversations forward between individuals at the state and local level to address issues that impact, to address an issue that impacts them all. Teams were surveyed as we closed out the ALC this past February. Teams were surveyed and asked to respond to statements like this: participating in the Healthy Way ALC had a great impact on our state-local partnership's ability to implement projects to improve healthy weight in women of reproductive age. On a scale of 1 to 5, with respondents a total of 35 out of about 40 individuals, their average response was a 4, which was very, very strong. Again, focusing on the importance of new and strengthened partnerships, the ALC improved communication and collaboration between members of the team. Before, they participating in the ALC was around a 3, and afterwards went to a 4. And the same with collaboration between team members, again, about 2.8 and going up to a 4.2, really showing the importance of partnerships and collaboration, not just with healthy weight, but other issues that are impacting women of reproductive age. This is a comment that was written by one of the teams behind the statement: close relationships with collaborative members led to increased coordination with their agencies. And this is just a quote, again, stressing the importance of having that opportunity for that peer-to-peer exchange and to network with one another. Again, as I've been stressing, the significance of state and local state and local entities working together is so great. And this is probably the most important slide of this entire presentation. The collaboration that occurred, the conversations that existed, and the communication that transpired, and ongoing peer-to-peer exchange from learning about what each of them is doing was so critical. I can't stress enough the importance of AmChip and CityMatch bringing this initiative and really stressing the importance of collaborating with non-traditional partners and for us to foster that communication at the state and local level. And with all of these things, it helped these teams to continue to affect change in their communities around weight, obesity, and other issues impacting women of reproductive age. A final report has been developed for this project, and it is in the process of being printed. However, we do have copies, as well as the evaluation report. We do have copies of the final report at AmChip's booth here at the conference. It's booth 1506. You're more than welcome to come by and peruse it so you can get some more of the details and just really look at what these projects and these teams were able to do, which I did not mention, with no funding. We supported them to travel to all the meetings, but these teams really did an amazing job with little funding, with good partnerships, good leadership roles. And so I urge you to stop by the booth and learn more about what they did. Thank you. Okay, time for questions. Any questions?
Sorry.